Good morning, fellow redeemed. Let us pray. O Lord, sanctify us by the truth, for you and your word are the truth. Amen. You may be seated. How do you do with patience? As a society, we really struggle when it comes to patience, don't we? If we have to sit for more than a few minutes without some sort of stimulation, we complain about being bored. We are the society of fast food, and we are quick to bellyache and complain if that order isn't filled fast enough. Email's too slow. We have to communicate with a text or tweet. In fact, on that note, we are so impatient, we can't even take the time anymore to type a question into a web browser. So we had to create smart devices like Alexa and Google so we can get that info 5 seconds quicker. We are a society that is clearly looking for instant gratification. And if we don't get that quickly enough, we're anything but patient. Let's compare that thought and that fact with the patience in the attitude of those spoken of here in our text this morning. We look at Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at the 13th verse. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Talk about patience. All these here spoken about in our text, and these all are the people mentioned up to this point in the reading, and that would be Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob. All of them prove to be very patient. Now, yes, none of them were perfect in this area, and we have accounts in which we know they weren't always patient with God and his promises, but those seem to be the exception and not the rule. How are they able to be so patient? The writer tells us it's because they had faith. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. These all had faith that the Lord would make good on every one of his promises to them, no matter whether they got to see it in this life or not, whether they got to enjoy it for any length of time. In faith, they believed that the Lord of heaven and earth had their best interest in mind. And they knew then that when this earthly life was over, they could rest assured that one day they would forever be with their Redeemer, their Creator, and their sanctifier. These individuals were able to be patient and trusting in God because in faith, each one of them understood the bigger picture, that everything in this world is only temporary, but their home and their life in heaven would be forever. How do you do with patience when it comes to your neighbor? We like to yell and scream at that driver that we don't think is driving fast enough down the road as we are consumed with impatient road rage. We don't want to just sit back after somebody has wronged us and wait for God to take vengeance on our behalf, even though in chapter 10 of Hebrews he says he's the one to take all vengeance. And speaking of our triune God this morning, how do you do when it comes to patience with God and his promises? Sometimes it seems as if God isn't interested or he's not doing anything when it comes to fulfilling our needs, our wants, our prayers. And in the process, we become very impatient with him and we treat him like he's late to the game. But the Lord of heaven and earth is never late. Rather, he simply does what he wants, how he wants, and when he wants. And that includes when it comes to our hurts and struggles. In our impatience at times, as we are hurting and we are struggling, we look at God and we think and say to him, you know what? You are not making all things work out for my good like you promised to. In our impatience, we forget and we become so focused in this life on the things of this world that we forget everything in this world is only temporary. Our wants, our needs, our struggles, our hurts, our trials, even our joy. We forget that instead our focus is supposed to be, as he says, on that heavenly country, on those things that are going to last forever, like the saints, like those believers of the faith were here in our text. How amazing it is that despite how impatient you and I are with God most of the time, he's patient with us. And that's because our Heavenly Father is patient with us in Christ. Because of our impatience, Jesus came into this world because we were always focused so much on the here and the now that he would come and live a life in which he was always focused on God's will and things above. Because of our impatience, Jesus patiently hung on a cross so that in faith we could be washed clean of all sin. In faith, you now are a child of God and an heir of heaven. In faith, you have the promise that because of Jesus' life in death, it takes you from being a stranger and pilgrim on the earth, and it makes you a resident in the fatherland of heaven. And folks, because you are a child of God and an heir of heaven, you can and should, in faith, trust every single promise your Lord and Savior makes to you. Trust them all as you continue to walk this earth on that path to heaven, just like the believers here did in this text. Continue to strengthen your faith in the Word and in the sacrament, knowing that because you are God's child, he will make all things work out for your good, even when it may not appear to be that way right away. Be confident that because you are a stranger here and heaven is your home, that although danger and sorrow are all around you on every hand, heaven is your fatherland. And your Lord and your Savior Jesus Christ will be with you all the way on that journey until you reach that as he comes to you in his means of grace, picking you up when you stumble and fall on that journey, giving you peace of mind and peace of conscience and calming you when you're consumed with impatience, picking you up and holding you and carrying you when you don't feel like you can take another step on that journey to heaven. Thanks be to our triune God, because heaven is our fatherland. Heaven is our home. Amen. Please rise. This morning in our prayers, we pray for one of our students, Maddie Edgar, as her family mourns the loss of her grandmother who passed away yesterday afternoon. Let us pray. O Lord of life and death, who possesses the keys of death and Hades, we ask that you would watch over Maddie and the Edgar family as they mourn the death of their loved one. Send the Holy Spirit to be with and comfort this family in their time of sadness, reminding them that when we die with the gift of faith and the trust that Jesus is the only way, truth, and life, we can look forward to a blessed reunion in that city prepared for us through Christ's perfect life and holy death, Jerusalem the golden with milk and honey blessed. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, because of your tender love toward us sinners, you have given us your Son, that believing in him, we might have everlasting life. Continue to grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may remain steadfast in the one true faith to the end and finally come to the fatherland of heaven. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the hymn.